Hello, creepies, and welcome to another middle-aged mini-episode on the Middle-Aged and Creeped Out podcast. Enjoy the show.
Hello there, creepies. Welcome to Middle-Aged Mini number 11. Nate is your sound engineer. We are your hosts, Todd and Sean, and we are Middle-Aged and Creeped Out. What's going on, guys?
Nothing too much. How you guys doing?
We're great.
Doing good.
I'm doing all I can to not say brother.
Brother man.
And I see, Nate, you finished that brownie. And
yes, it's delicious.
Didn't split it with Sean or I, did he?
No, he did offer, though. He said there was another one.
He did.
Mm-hmm. I know. We were both eyeballing it over this laptop like,
I'm eating my chili and cheese Fritos. I'm going, hey, that looks pretty good. So, yeah. Oh, go ahead.
It's delicious.
Yeah, I bet it was. I can tell. So we got, we're at number 11 for a mini. So
middle-aged mini. Number 11.
So what we got, Mr. Layman?
Well, we're diving right into it. Here's what we're doing. We are going to talk from stories from nurses, haunted hospitals.
Ooh, yeah.
Now, I do have some stories that are from just some general stories from nurses, because you talk about all these haunted places we've been talking about in the past. Haunted hospitals. Now, that's something that goes back to Josh Arnold. If Josh Arnold does listen to this, he better be right, Josh. But some of these, I've got some good stories. And then I have a couple personal stories that are from a person that I know that's a nurse who wanted to remain anonymous. So I will not give up any of those details, but I will be talking about that. Not even the initials. No.
All right.
I'm not telling on her.
All right.
All right. So this first story is really good. These are good stories here. So the eyes that won't close. Many hospital ghost stories center on patients who just won't make the journey to the other side. But this is one of the most bone-chilling we've heard. A nurse working in a palliative care unit was performing a typical post-mortem care routine on a patient when she noticed his eyes hadn't been closed yet. The nurse closed his eyes and went back to her business, only to look over and to see his eyes were still open, fixated on the nurse's face. If that wasn't creepy enough, he then let out a groan and grabbed onto the bed rail as she washed him. After triple checking his pulse and confirming the patient was indeed dead, she quickly zipped up the bag and did everything she could to avoid his once again open eyes. Creepy.
Very. Yeah.
Story number two.
I would say so.
Wow.
The phantom cupboard doors, which we've heard about these before in other places, but now this is in the hospital. A nurse working in a small community hospital had the scare of a lifetime when she noticed that the cupboard doors in two empty rooms were being opened and closed, but there wasn't a soul in sight. When the young nurse asked a fellow clinician what was going on, she was told this is a common occurrence after a patient dies. Typical or not, that's just plain creepy.
Mm.
I agree.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The Vanishing Girl. This story... Ooh, you got something over there?
I know. I just... Ooh.
The Vanishing
Girl.
The Vanishing Girl. The Vanishing Girl. This story comes from a new nurse who got quite an introduction to the medical field one night. Working in the pediatric ward of the hospital, the nurse noticed a little girl standing near the nurse's station down the hallway. As the nurse started to walk towards the pigtailed child, asking her if she was lost or needed help, the girl up and vanished. Yep, she completely disappeared into thin air. But this wasn't the only sighting of the child. Other nurses have seen her in the ER, going in and out of patients' rooms and even running through the halls of the hospital. So there's a lot. It says there's lots of theories, but this is a very frightening and spooky hospital ghost story.
Yeah,
I bet one of the theories is probably she passed away there in the hospital
And never left. Right,
yeah, never left,
hanging around. Oh, yeah. There's Sam.
Is it Sam? Here's coming back. Hey, Sammy. He's making the long haul into the podcast.
Yep.
He's like, hey guys, like, you got anything? He wanted a brownie.
Yeah, I bet.
You can't have that.
Somebody say brownie. Nothing wakes a dog out of a dead sleep like a brownie, right? All right, so the Laughing Man is the next one. It's okay. Ha, ha, ha. You can turn on the lights for this one. Ha, ha. A nurse was working with a patient who had many different illnesses but just couldn't wrap his head around the idea of death, even though it was imminent. Whenever his monitors would beep, he would scream at the nurses, "Don't let me die! Don't let me die!" At some point, the patient's cardiac monitor sounded an alarm, causing the nurse and others to come into the room with a crash cart, only to see that the patient was floating 2 inches above the bed, laughing maniacally. Once they got over the shock of what they were seeing, the nurses tried to revive the man, but their efforts were in vain. After the time of death had been called, this nurse and the others could hear the man whispering, "You let me die, too bad," and again, "Don't let me die." Nightmares haunted these nurses for weeks. Ooh. What in the actual... Yeah.
That's, wow.
See, these guys, I told her, these are getting better and better.
Yeah, they are.
Jeez.
All right, this last one, before I get to the ones where I'm from somebody I know, a visit from the Grim Reaper. If you, no hints. A visit from the Grim Reaper. If you didn't believe in ghosts before now, this story could change your mind. A nurse was caring for a dying patient who was quite scared. She was finally able to calm him down and left his bedside for the nurse's station. The nurse looked over to check on the patient and saw a black shape standing over the bed, peering down at him. Creepy is an understatement when it comes to this particular hospital ghost story. So this is
that one is very creepy.
Yes.
Very scary.
Mm.
All right. On to some person. These are, like I said, these are ones I collected online.
Yeah, those were good.
So, and now this, like I said, these are some personal stories.
Can't wait.
So this all, there's two really good ones. So a nurse was taking care of a patient and told her that everything was going to be okay. She was confused by this statement. He told the nurse that her grandfather was standing right behind her in his military uniform and told him to tell her that everything was going to be okay and that she would understand what he meant. And so this particular nurse was totally creeped out because of the information this patient was giving.
Yeah,
heard this is, like I said, this was in a hospital setting, but I've heard this in nursing homes where they say, you know, "Oh, did you have somebody pass and this certain description?" And they're like, "Yeah, that's my brother or my dad or my, you know, whatever." And they're like, "Oh yeah, they're standing right behind you." So but this is one that was verified.
Wow.
So this one is a really creepy one. I've heard this one over the years. But this one, like I said, I was like, you have to write this one down. On a unit, multiple patients have told staff that they see this little girl. This is a particular hospital in particular rooms. They see this little girl wearing a gray dress carrying a red balloon. This usually means something bad is going to happen. So a lot of times the patient gets worse and oftentimes they die. So they see this little girl. She's always wearing a gray dress because they'll say, "Who's that little girl in the gray dress?" And she's always carrying this red balloon. That's spooky. Mm. And then a lot of the nurses are like, "Oh yeah, they're going to die." And oftentimes
that's
they
what
do.
Happens.
Or, yeah. Or at least they medically go to pot.
And, oh man.
Wow.
So, isn't that scary though? Like,
it's not Pennywise.
That's my, like, baby. It's like baby girl Pennywise, right?
Yeah. Girl, that is really
little girl Pennywise.
Weird.
Isn't it? Yeah. I don't think she takes anyone to the sewers. Let's hope not, right? Yeah. Down into the sewer.
They all float here.
Mm.
Yeah.
Or whatever.
They got whatever you need down here, right?
Gosh, that's interesting.
Really creepy. And again, this isn't one sighting. This still happens to this day. I just heard this story again the other day.
Pretty recent.
Pretty recent. So this is still happening. This in the time of COVID, this is definitely still happening. So, but like I said, this has happened for years.
Now that's the only time they see the little girl with the red balloon is when it's something's imminent. Like, death or yes, like you said, they just kind
of, as I understand it, none of the nurses ever see this person. They only hear the description. It's only patients that are either
seeing
going about ready to get worse medically.
And they ask about the
or
kid.
They die.
Yeah.
And then,
they ask about who's this kid, you know, who's the kid's
belong
to.
But no other times though. And they're always patients don't see them. See this little girl
not,
any other time.
Not from
like,
these reports. You know, these reports are just around people, like I said, that are getting worse medically before they take the nosedive or before they die.
Ooh.
Isn't that creepy?
Yeah,
it is.
Oh, it's such a good but horrific story.
It sounds like a pretty consistent story. So there's got, something there.
And something that I'm going to post is this the last thing that I want to talk about. And so this was a couple weeks ago, and I sent this to several people. I sent this to you guys. And I just wanted to get people's takes on it. And I did not put this online yet, at least on our groups, but we're going to post that and just kind of see what you guys think about this. but this was, like I said, sent to me. This is from a nursing friend of a nursing friend of mine. And this was sent to them. And this was from the basement of this undisclosed hospital in Indianapolis, right? So we'll just say that. So that could be several, right? But it's in the basement. And this nurse, it says, "This picture given to me was taken in the basement of this hospital. The person that took the picture attempted to get the nurse's attention, and this nurse never turned around. They just kept walking forward, and they couldn't find this person. Okay. So, and I know I've showed you guys this picture, but it is, it's a distant picture. And if you look, if you like focus in on it, it is an old time nurse. So nurses don't dress like this anymore. Right.
Yeah. The long
with
white skirt.
All in white.
Yeah.
And you really can't tell the head. Like it almost looks like they have like a white covering, but it's blurred. The top of them is blurred. Now, I don't know if that's just the way the picture was taken, but it makes it look very ghost-like. And now, one thing I did notice, and I don't know if you guys noticed, but there is a reflection in the floor.
So it does have
a reflection, but it didn't ever turn around. It didn't ever respond. But they were trying to figure out what this person was doing. And my thought is, obviously, it's somebody that never went away and is still showing up for work. Maybe they feel like in COVID, you know, all
still
these
showing up
like,
for her shift.
Hey, do you need? Yeah. Hey, do you need some help?
Yeah.
So I sent this to Aaron, our friend Aaron Ignatz, you know, our good paranormal investigator friend.
Yeah, yeah.
And she said, "This is one of those holy grail pictures. What you're telling me." And she said, "This can definitely be a residual just showing up again." And she said, she told me, she said, that nurse is probably lucky that this specter didn't turn around, because a lot of times they don't look like what you're expecting them to look like.
Some demon looking thing or something.
Or death, you know, looking dead. Yeah. And she said, honestly, she probably is lucky that she didn't get the attention of this specter. Yeah. If indeed
like
it is.
Specter.
I'm going to post this, and I want people to just give us their opinion, or our opinion. My opinion is it looks pretty, you know, like pretty good proof that it could possibly be a ghost.
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely a figure.
Yeah. And like I said, and I mean, this could have been
Can you turn around one more time?
Sure. It just looks like an old, and that's, Aaron also said, that's a pretty tall nurse.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, I mean, I told her,
can tell from a picture.
This is not in any hospital that I know of. This is not how they dress anymore.
Can you see? No. I was wondering. Yeah. Okay. I can remember if you could see a hand or an arm. Okay. So it looks like a sleeves. Or
you can't see one on the left side.
Right.
In
the back.
Because this is the back. But you can see something on the right side, but it doesn't look normal. It looks black. Yeah. And so I don't know. I really don't know. And it's hard because the more it kind of gets more distorted, the more you look close at it. But like I said, the top is totally like fuzzed over. But they were like trying to take a picture, and they're like, "Who is this?" What the nurse did is they sent it to their manager and said, "Who is this downstairs? We can't find this person, and they're just wandering around down here." And they really wanted, like, this person must need help.
So when did they? So they saw her, whatever.
And never
turned around. I mean, they didn't just hey, you know, keep walking.
They were trying to catch it. Uh-huh. Because you can see that it's quite a distance. It's all the way down at the end of the hallway when they're taking the picture.
Yeah. So then by the time they got to maybe where it, I mean, they just could never catch up.
They could never catch up, and it was gone.
Okay, yeah. It's not like you just said, hey, who are you? Yeah, they actually
but they
did
were
walk
like,
toward, I would.
But
I mean, just
amazing that they got the picture, number one, you know. But what other explanation? Like, I don't know. Like, somebody was confused in their old nursing dress, just happens to be in the basement wandering around, lost.
That ain't going to happen.
I don't.
That's not going to happen.
So, anyway, but Aaron said, with all those details that I gave her, she's like, that's pretty
yeah,
much
look,
like
and you
a
can even tell by the
picture.
Shoes. They're old shoes. You
they're
know,
old
now
shoes.
Now they wear
yeah.
tennis shoes, you know, or comfortable.
And they're kind of weird looking, too, honestly. That doesn't
like
really look.
What, the
no,
shoes?
Look at the look at
yeah,
the
they look like those like black shoes with a small like maybe 1 inch heel.
Yeah, yeah,
mm-hmm.
You'll look from the, so like on the so it'd be the left leg.
Yeah,
it looks heavier or
it looks
dark, globish. and then the globish, yeah,
globulous, yeah, yeah.
And
it doesn't
then,
look
and
right.
Then the right leg is looks more just like has the white hose, you know, the white nursing. That the whole thing's off.
But I would like it
like
is
a black
it really is
rubber glove on the. Mm-hmm. Right hand. Yeah,
yeah it just. I
so when
know.
We drop this episode, what it'd be what in 2 weeks, I guess.
A couple Saturdays. Sorry,
post that.
Oh, I will.
That's a I remember, but now like we're really dissecting it. It's even creepier than
we it really. Yeah. Well, I saw this, and hearing the story and seeing this, I got the creep factor big time. Mm-hmm. Like those chills up and down my spine.
And how many people saw it?
Just this one.
Just the one
nurse, and she, like I said, she doesn't want to be identified, and I get that, and that's fine. But
did they ever try to look on cameras?
Creeped
like,
out.
I'm just wondering if
And I don't know. You know, I'm not sure down like in this particular hospital
security or whatever.
What the security is down in the basement.
Yeah.
But if you're going to be anywhere, probably the basement of these old – this is an older hospital, I'll be honest with you. And it's just super creepy, you know. And look at some people might be able to identify this particular hospital, and that's good for you. But it is super creepy. You know, so it's just like I said, I thought that was a good, you know, we could potentially do a full episode on this, but this is fun just to talk about. There are so many different stories of people as they pass in the hospitals or nursing mm-hmm. facilities. I've heard so many over the years, and I've been part of, you know, I've been there when people have passed away and things like that, or just before, or just after. So I know there's just some, there's definitely a reverence there too. And there's there's definitely an energy when people pass. But it's just weird to think that like people are still hanging out, especially nurses. I mean, I guarantee you those nurses, that was their life. You know, I mean, they spent hours and hours and years doing these jobs over and over again. So for their spirits to be stuck or residual energy, well, isn't that surprising?
Hospitals are, I mean, for the sick and the death and from, you know, especially what we've talked about.
I've always heard, stories of like a cat laying down on a person's bed.
Mm-hmm. I've heard those.
If the cat's there, then that person's going to pass away.
Is it a black cat?
Yeah, like a black cat or whatever.
Yeah, and that happens in nursing homes too, where they're an actual animal that they have there that they're aware of, not just like a specter animal, although that's happened too. Yeah. But actual animals that if they go lay with certain patients, that means they're going to pass away, or they're just trying to keep them company. Well, you know, they sense that they're, you know, near their end.
Mm-hmm. I would love to know if there's a security camera and review the tape if they, you know, or whatever the video is. That'd been awesome to see
if someone's walking.
This probably didn't go to administration, I'm pretty sure.
That would've been awesome.
You're like, let's keep that to ourselves.
I would've, oh man, see, I...
Nurses
that's why have, I guess I don't work
nurses
in the
have some of the best spooky stories, I'm telling you. So nurses, don't be afraid to tell us. We will keep it anonymous like we did this one. Yeah. We're not giving names, and we're not giving hospital locations and all that kind of stuff. Because I'm telling you, it's every place, every nursing home, every the rehab centers, the hospitals, they have their stories. And the older they get, the more stories they have. Mm-hmm.
I can imagine. Just
well, just all that different energy, shaking hands and moving on.
Well, right, and that's
I would imagine good and bad. You know, that's what
Josh brought up. He said not just the scary and the spooky and the evil presences, but he asked us if like in the church setting or in the hospital setting, if we've encountered any good energies. And I believe that too. I think absolutely there's positive angelic energies that I've encountered or other people have encountered. There's certainly those stories too.
Yeah, I remember. He's passed away now. He's one of the most influential people, but definitely men in my life. You know, I've had in my life. He's the one that hired me at the church. Mm-hmm. Yes, I'm ready to gurgle.
gurgle.
No, he said, I'm trying to think who it was. Might have been one of his uncles or somebody or a friend of his, and he and his wife's. Anyway, somebody's on their deathbed. I mean, really on their deathbed, and everybody was around. And they were talking to him and just, you know, that whole, hey, you know, it's time. It's okay. Mm-hmm. That whole, it's don't hold on for us. We're all going to take care of each other, all that. And then he said that he was just, you know, they were looking at him. And then he goes, he took this big breath, inhale, and then he smiled real, like he looked up at the ceiling, smiled real big, like he saw something, exhaled. And just went away.
Yeah.
Went on. And he's like, I don't know if he saw Jesus. I don't know if he saw
multiple stories.
His parents or, you know, but it was such a beautiful way to go. The guy was really old. So, I mean, it's not, he inhaled and then smiled real big. But it was like Bob said, his eyes were focused on something. It wasn't just that, gloss into something where just, okay. No, he saw somebody.
They normally look past you and like something, like they're seeing something in the corner or something past you and from another world. I've seen that actually myself.
Yeah.
So. There was a couple, I have a couple good stories I know. There's a lady I used to work with, or actually I should say I went to school with, and she for occupational therapy school, and she used to work in a nursing home. And she had, this is a little, you know, rural community, you know, nursing home. But she said they had this call light that used to go off, and it would, no matter how many times they worked on it and fixed it, it wasn't malfunctioning, but it would go off. And it was like, nobody's in the room. And they would go off and turn it off. Nobody's in there. And they said over and over again, the maintenance men are like, it's just haunted. Like it is just, we have some kind of a ghost in that room that just is playing with us. And so that was one of them. And then there was another one, the same girl, she said she was in nurse's aide, and she was, she said she went past a room and underneath the curtain, she thought it was the nurse at first. And she was like, whoa, that doesn't look right. But there were these legs and they were glowing. And she said whatever was around this resident's bed, you could see it under the curtain, was these glowing legs. And she's like, I got this feeling of like, oh my gosh, that's an angel in there and like visiting with this patient. Wow. And so she just said that she had story after story about that kind of stuff. But I had one. This isn't a death story or anything like that. But my grandfather in the early 80s had a stroke and it knocked out his entire right side. He couldn't move at all.
Shoot.
And I mean, he was always a very proud man. He was my grandfather. I've told you about before that it was a boxer and in World War II and everything. So I've told you some stories. But he had gotten pretty heavy and obese. And then the doctors had told him like, you're gonna have a stroke or heart attack if you're not don't bring down your weight. He was borderline diabetic, so he did lose a lot of weight. In this process, though, he had a stroke. Mm. I remember being very little, so I grew up with these stories. But he was lying in the hospital bed, and he was visited by a nurse, he said, and he says that he took it as, and I don't know if she told him this or if he just perceived it as this, but this was Mother Mary, is what he always said. And she came, and he thought it was a nurse at first, but she was comforting him, telling everything's going to be okay, don't worry. And he said it was just the most magical experience. And so that comforted him. And he said later on, he had this vision of Jesus. Jesus was in the room with him, and Jesus told him, move your arm. And he said, I can't. I'm paralyzed. Yeah, yeah. And he said, I said, move your arm and leg and all that kind of stuff. And so,
you don't argue with Jesus.
No, you don't. No.
He knows what he's doing.
Jesus laid his hand.
You move your arm, move it.
Jesus laid his hand on his side, his right side, and said, I said, move your arm and move your leg. And my grandfather immediately did. And so they said, the doctors had said, I knew you'd like that one. I've been holding on to that one for a while. The doctors had said to my grandmother and my dad, get ready. He's never going to recover. I mean, there was rehab back then, but he said he's never going to fully recover. He'll always be bedbound. Go ahead and get him a comfortable bed, get him a TV, because he's going to be bedbound and you're going to be total care.
Let him lay there.
They had already had that planned. They had not had that discussion with him. So it's not like they had said, oh, we're giving up on you. You're going to be total care. But he, so after that happened, the doctors told my grandmother and dad, we have no idea how this happened. This doesn't normally happen, you know, spontaneous healings. You know, the body's amazing. We don't understand completely, but you know, he's telling us that God healed him. Well, that's great, but he's back. But he still had to go through therapy. So he did extensive therapy, physical therapy, occupational therapy, and speech therapy. This is kind of why I'm a therapist, too, and hearing these kind of stories. But he went through rehab, and after that, after the rehab, he only walked with a cane for the rest of his life, which is like another, you know, 10, 12 years or so.
Wow, that's a great story. That's a great story.
So he was – that really – propelled his faith, and he wanted to tell everybody about his miracle.
Oh, yeah, how could you not?
And I told you, he's the one that used to have me pass out tracts, and I was always like, But so growing up, the idea of miracles was, I was like, yeah, miracles happen. Of course they do. They happened to my grandfather.
Oh, yeah, I believe them. Yeah.
So these are, that just kind of goes along with all these
that's a great
stories
one,
in the hospital. Yeah.
Go and tell. That's why he said.
Exactly right.
Yeah, that is so weird, though. That's really weird.
He'd be very happy to have that story out there. Yeah.
That's a really cool story. Would. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Man, these are, very cool.
Aren't you glad we did this one, too?
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, we weren't going to.
This is a great follow-up with leprechauns, right?
Oh, leprechauns. Oh, man. Yeah, I can't imagine what all the different things you'd see in a hospital.
Oh, yeah.
Like you said, nursing, all that
the
type of facilities.
Stories are endless,
you know,
I promise you. I promise you they
it's
are.
It's just all the people that come through. And
well, and I'm sure a lot of nurses don't like sharing their stories because, like, everybody's going to think I'm crazy.
Exactly. But they are right in the thick of it. They're in the trenches, and I get shoulder to shoulder with them, so I know. But I always tell them, I'm like, I can come and go. I'm a therapist, you know, and I don't have to. But they are with those patients morning, noon, and night, and it's amazing to me.
There's got to be something there, you know, especially that the little girl with the red balloon, if different people are seeing it. That story.
That one creeps me out, but also it's like, oh.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's a creepy, but
I just got the shivers. Just saying that, yeah.
Something's got to be there, you know, that's
can't. Well, at least it gives the nurses time to prepare.
Well, right, and that is
the patient. It's a girl with the balloon.
Here we go.
It's a heads up.
Now you know what to expect. Yeah.
They're not surprised, right? Yeah. That's a good point. That's a really good point.
A good, creepy heads up. So, that was a good. I like that. I liked them all, but I'm just saying that was a good way to
up
end it. Yeah,
built.
Yeah. Yeah. I liked it. Yeah, they were getting creepier the first few. Oh yeah,
yeah. Just stairway.
Stairway to hauntings.
That's our new song. We're gonna.
And she
My voice is fading.
Zeppelin. No, you're good.
Anything else to talk about on the haunted nurses story?
Not that I can think of.
No.
Well, good job, Sean. Good ones there.
Thank you. No problem.
Well, I think we've been nursing this topic long enough.
That's fantastic.
That's a wrap.
I know. Sean and I were like,
I'm loving these. I know. It's like Christmas. Opening up a present every time.
Look over Nate going, all right, what's he going to say?
<We're> ready.
Nursing these. It. All right, guys. Well, thanks for listening to mini number 11.
Once.
Yes. That's all I got. We'll see you.
Bye.
Bye.